Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A suicidal man with a handgun prompted officers to call in SWAT. On Tuesday evening, Faribault officers were dispatched to a home on Windsor Place. The reporting party, TLG, said she was concerned for her children, both under 6 years old. She said she told 31-year-old Michael David Wittenberg, the defendant, that she wanted to end their relationship. At the time, they were all inside the home, and he had a shotgun and a handgun. When she told him she was going to call the police, he said he'd shoot the first one that puts his hands on him. Officers created a perimeter, but after all attempts to contact Wittenberg were unsuccessful, they called MAG, a multi-agency SWAT team from Dakota County. Several hours later, he was arrested without incident. According to the report, he threatened the woman, hit her, and whipped the older child. Officers found several firearms and ammunition in a back bedroom, along with a substantial amount of marijuana in a mason jar. Wittenberg is charged with 3 counts of felony domestic assault, 2 counts of felony child endangerment, and malicious punishment of a child. He has a lengthy criminal history involving violence. His initial court appearance is May 10th. The Mexican consulate was in Northfield this week. They have an office in St. Paul, and Representative Oswaldo Cabrera was invited by Link Center Director Teresa Stanley to discuss the services the consulate offers Mexican nationals, including issuing documents such as passports and birth certificates, as well as naturalization papers for the children of Mexicans in the U.S. They also explained how they can vote in Mexican elections. The meeting started with Administrator Martig giving an overview of the municipal ID card and what it can and cannot do. It is only valid in Northfield and is not a driver's license. Northfield Police Officer Jesse Cordova spoke regarding their role within the community. Sergeant P.T. Hyder said they want the lines of communication open and to help the Latino community understand that local police do not ask for immigration status. They do not notify ICE. The only way ICE will know of an undocumented person is if that person is arrested, fingerprinted, and jailed. A driving citation does not result in fingerprinting. Cabrera wrapped up the meeting discussing all the benefits his office offers, including the many opportunities for post-high school support to students, including the Minnesota Dream Act. The Northfield Rotary Club received 3 awards last week at the annual District 5960 Conference of Clubs held at Mystic Lake Center. For the first time, the district introduced an awards program. There were 6 categories. Each club was evaluated based on their membership size. Northfield is a large club. Categories included service for the club, community, international, vocational, and youth service, as well as public image. Northfield won for youth and club service and public image. Club President Jean Wakely said she's so proud of the accomplishments the club has made, noting the quality of servant leadership in Northfield's Rotary. The group meets every Thursday at noon at Northfield United Methodist Church and invites you to check them out. And be prepared, construction begins Monday on the south end of Division Street in Northfield and also on County State Aid Highway 1 between Highways 246 and 3. That one will close to through traffic. News from around the state is next.